This is Weekend Arts on RN, and a change of pace now. Robert Forster is back in the studio. He's been here musing on David Bowie and Julie Andrews, and today he is reflecting on another key moment, as he sees it, in modern music history. I'm singing for the country roads and byways, and I wonder as I go, is there anyone alone to sing for me?
I've waited 35 years to say this. That was Country Rodeo with Gypsy Queen.
Why, Robert? Why have you been waiting so long to announce that?
Because it's a genius track, and I remember it as a hit. This was top 10 in Australia back in 1972, 73, and I would have been 14 or 15. Monster song, and just a fantastic piece of music.
It's that thing, so it's part of, we've got to say, that comes from this new compilation, Silver Roads, Australian Country Rock and Singer-Songwriters of the 70s.
Yeah.
It's a very West Coast sound. It's like, that's a song very reminiscent of the band, of what Bob Dylan was doing at the time. The use of the word mama in any song, I think, immediately is suggesting a particular genre.
But it's a mama that's done very well. I can, you know, like, mama can be done wrong, but there
have you ever used mama?
No. But I think you're right, West Coast, and a part of that came from a shift, the West Coast of America came with a shift in the 70s of the music business, basically, from New York, where it had been very much, you know, the centre in the 60s, to the music business really moved to the West Coast in the 70s.
But that whole West Coast thing was sort of anti-music business. I mean, it was part of hippie culture, wasn't it? It was like the band moving to upstate New York.
That was the image.
Don't hurt my dreams, Robert.
There were a couple of... there's always a couple of managers with cigars and and
who was
sunglasses.
Albert Grossman? Grossman's always somewhere in the back room making a deal.
But this was probably the next generation under Albert Grossman. This was, you know, like basically contemporaries of the bands themselves. So a lot of the managers, if you look at them, look like the band. So, you know, I mean, the most notable band from this time and the most famous country rock band that there is was the Eagles. And the Eagles are the end of a long process that starts in the 60s. And they're the band that, you know, they had the songs, the image, and they capitalise on the whole thing and sell, you know, hundreds of millions of albums.
But how did it get transferred to Australia? Like, was this stuff happening at the same time here, or were there bands influenced by what was going on in the States?
Influenced by bands in the States. But, I mean, the singer on that we've just heard from Gypsy Queen, the lead singer Greg Quill, was like someone very typical of the time who had his ear to America. Like, Greg Quill ran a folk club in Sydney in the 60s, so he knew exactly what he was doing, had a great taste in music, and had an ear out for what was happening. And so he's hearing, as he says in the notes to this compilation, he was listening to singer-songwriters in America, like Dylan Graham Parsons, Paul Simon, all of those, Harry Chapin, all those type of people. But also, I think that there's the Australian element, if you're looking for one in something like that, is probably just the sort of the bush ballad, the folky feel of that. The drums, the heavy thumpy drums, comes direct from the band, from, you know, Leave on Helm. If you listen to tracks around that time, that's very much a drum sound, you know, very thuddy. and very quite sparse.
And there was sort of there was also this crossover with hard rock or R&B in a way, because your beloved Chain, are on this compilation, like the band.
Yeah, yeah, they are. But I think that's a rare excursion of heavy rock coming into.
What about Bon Scott?
Yeah, Bon Scott is another one, but that was when Bon was a hippie. I'd argue that a lot of country rock comes from pop. And I think you go back to the Beatles doing Act Naturally off Help, which is a Buck Owens track. The Byrds on their second album, Turn, 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 are doing Satisfied Mind. And both these albums come out, huge albums, the Byrds' second album and Help, in 1965. So the roots are back. And one of the things that often gets lost in what made country rock is pop. And a lot of ex-pop stars from the early 60s came back with country and came back with country rock. And they're on this compilation too. People like Digby Richards, Ray Brown, Johnny Chester. These are early 60s guys that got knocked out of the game with beat music, psychedelia, acid rock, and then come back in the early 70s with country.
And there's a special look, and I know you're a musician who's always interested in the look of a band. There's a lot of buckskin. There's the band The Flying Circus mysteriously in these sleeve notes for this compilation appearing not wearing any shirts whatsoever.
I know.
A lot of facial hair.
I know. I'm going to go back to Greg Quill, though. I mean, no one looks cooler now or then in 1972 than Greg Quill. Greg Quill is amazing.
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about contemporary Australian musicians. As you see Tim Rogers, you see Tex Perkins.
They're all doing Greg Quill. It's you could walk into any pub in Melbourne now and there'd be 15 guys looking like Greg Quill.
And they wouldn't even know it, Robert. They might listen to this.
It's obviously so people know what we're talking about is long centre-parted hair,
beard,
soulful eyes.
Denim,
and a tune to be sung.
But it wasn't just fellas, because we're going to play a bit of Margaret Roadknight.
Yeah.
Tell me about...
Well, the compilation's also called Singer-Songwriters, and so Bob Hudson was one. And this is a great song. We could talk about it a lot longer.
Girls in Our Town.
Yeah.
She didn't write it, but it was a hit for her.
She sings it incredibly well.
Girls in our town, they just haven't a care. You see them on Saturday floating on air. Behind the machine and spend all their money on making the scene. Yet plan on going to England. Girls in our town go to parties in pairs, sit round the barbecue, give themselves airs. Then they go to the bathroom with their girlfriend. Cares. Girls in our town are so lonely. Girls in our town are too good for the pill, but if you keep asking, they probably will. Sometimes they like you, or else for the thrill, and explain it.
Margaret Roadknight with Girls in Our Town from the new compilation Silver Roads, Australian Country Rock and Singer-Songwriters of the 70s. A hit with Robert Forster. Do you remember this song when you were...
Oh, definitely. And listening to it now, I mean, her singing is just is beautiful. And what a great lyric. I mean, and that's a lyric that went into the top 10, like Gypsy Queen.
This is Weekend Arts on RN. I'm Sarah Knoski. We're going to leave you with Margaret Roadknight and be back after the 3 o'clock news with Poetica. And thanks to Robert Forster.
Pleasure. Girls in our town.